Strange Adventure.
This is really a story of strange adventure. The stagecoach rumbled to a stop in front of the single hotel of the little desert town, and its only passenger, loaded down with books, climbed down to the dust-laden street. He carefully brushed his loud checkered suit and stepped into the hotel. He walked over to the desk.
Hello.
Hello, son. How are you?
Fine. I'd like some information, if you please.
Why, sure, young fellow. What is it?
Could you tell me who's the most prominent citizen of this fair village?
Well, I guess Les Morton would be the one to fill your bill. He's about the biggest banker and rancher we've got in these parts. His office is right next to the feed store there.
Oh, I see. Thank you. Where does this gentleman live?
Well, in the big house on the second corner down the street.
Later, when Mrs. Morton opened the door and saw our hero and his books, she started to close it again. But it had taken brains to earn the money for that checkered suit, and our hero used them now.
I beg your pardon, ma'am. I didn't come to sell your book. I came to deliver one. Your husband, Mr. Morton, told me to bring this book here, and he would pay me $5.
So she took the book and paid the salesman the $5. A short while later, he was in an office. Les Morton's. This time, there was a slightly different story. The banker was informed that his wife had ordered a book of recipes to be delivered and collected for at the office. Well, Mr. Morton had learned not to argue with his wife. He paid. The young man, $10 richer, walked out of the office and climbed aboard the departing stage. Morton, sitting in his office, got more angry by the minute. His wife should have paid for the book herself. So he took the book, put on his hat, and set out for home. And after talking with his wife, Mr. Morton was really mad. He rushed out of his house and gazed down the street. Far in the distance, he could see the dust rising from the stagecoach. Bill Williams, his friend, had just ridden up.
Bill, right after that stage. Stop it until I can see that book agent aboard it.
Bill wheeled his horse and set off at a hard gallop. A short time later, he pulled up beside the stage.
I pull up, driver. Mr. Morton wants you should wait until he can see that book agent aboard there.
The puzzled driver seesawed on the reins and brought the stage to a halt. The book agent leaned out the window and called the rider alongside.
My good fellow, who did you say wanted to see me?
Les Morton, mister.
Oh, yes, I forgot to give him this book. That'll be $5. Mr. Morton will reimburse you.
The rancher dug down and handed over $5. The stagecoach was off again. Good salesmanship? Well, what do you think? This is Pat McGeehan saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventures.